Blog Talk Radio.
Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. Now, the call-in number is 929-477-2573. 929-477-2573. Also, live streaming on the internet, Garden of Gethsemane, Arizona's Blog Talk Radio. And it will be posted on my Facebook and the Twitter, as well as you will be able to find it on Google Plus. Okay. So I hope everyone out here is well today. And again, this is, as I just said, you are at the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly of God. Now, I'm going to read with you, to you right now. I'm going to share from Luke chapter 10. We'll go down to verse 19. I'm going to start at verse 18. It said, and he said unto them, when he said he's talking of Christ Jesus, because the writing is in red. Now, I love to read the scriptures where it's written in red, because this is actually Jesus, Yeshua, speaking. Now, he says, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. Said, now we're standing in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, the Sheol rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he whom the Son will reveal. 23, and he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. That was verse, I went down to verse 25, and now 26. And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. The reading of the word is already blessed. I pray that the hearers of the word be blessed by hearing the blessed spirit of our Creator, our Maker, our God, our Yah, Elohim, Abba. I give thanks for giving us the opportunity and privilege just to know the word, to hear the word, and become one with our Father. Because he tells us our word is spirit, and as long as we accept the word and understand who we are, our place in the kingdom, what we mean to the Most High, then we have the power that is spoken of to tread on the serpent, and nothing can hurt us, nothing. And that right there, you know, that's powerful. And so we don't have to feel like we are defeated, because we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. I'm going to share with you, as I had started on, heaven's healing. And that's very important, that we know that we don't have to be, if we are sick, we don't have to be. And there is hope. There is hope. But it's in the word. It's in the written word. Because that's what the Most High wants for us. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be whole. Okay, what can I do if I'm sick? And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Job 29:16. In the case of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. Unhealthful conditions should be changed, and wrong habits corrected. Then nature is to be assisted to, in her efforts, to expel impurity and to reestablish right conditions in the system. When the abuse of health carries so far that sickness results, we can often do what no one else can do for ourselves. First, try to find out because reason with yourself, what can I have, what could I have done to become sick? In the beginning, this may be difficult to determine, but with practice and conscious awareness, it will become straightforward. And I have shared with you before on my Facebook page, I had posted the information on the app that you can pull up the app on WebMD for iTriage, medical apps, and there you can search. You can find the symptoms, and then you can find the possible cause, and then whatever the possible results or may be for that you may want to choose to move on and correct those conditions. And a lot of the things that we're doing to ourselves is what's making us sick, and we need to stop doing that. And when you know better, you do better. Now, remove the cause, doing the things that you feel you may have contributed to making you ill. Assist the body's effects to expel impurities by exercising faith in Yahweh and educating yourself in the use of simple remedies that He has provided in nature. Do not try to get rid of the symptoms by adding the burden of poisonous medications to your body. This only suppresses the condition. Sometimes Yahweh allows us to bring ourselves to the point of sickness or to a place where we at least realize we are weak and fallible so that we may turn to Him for strength and wisdom. While health may not be everything, without your help, nothing else matters. Now, that's what Roden Brown says. That is a quote from Roden Brown. Health may not be everything. Without your help, nothing else matters. So that is the absolute truth. How can I attain heaven's healing? He sent His word and healed them. Psalm 107:20, Yeshua desires that humanity cooperate with divinity. What human power can do divine power is not summoned to do. What human power can do divine power is not summoned to do. Yahweh does not dispense with human aid, but rather strengthens us to cooperate with Him. Even so, faith, and this is in written in red, this is what I am reading right now. It says, even so, faith, if it has not worked, is dead being alone. Now, that is written, and it's in James 2nd chapter and 17. So what He's telling us is that, okay, I'm telling you, I am saying this to you, but if you don't do anything, then I cannot do anything. My word can't do anything. So just to say, I got faith and I know that God's going to do this, but He's telling you what you need to do. He's showing us in His word what we need to do. So when we find the solution, we can't just say, oh, well, I trust God. He's going to do it. He is giving you everything that you need to see that you are pure, you are healed, and you are made whole. He's not going to leave us helpless and hopeless. He provides for us everything we need, everything that we need to sustain us and have a full life. There are many ways of practicing the healing art. There are many ways of practicing the healing art, and there is only one way that heaven approves. Yahweh's remedies are the single agency of nature that will not hack or debilitate. Oh my goodness, I get so mixed up with my words sometimes. Debilitate the system through their powerful properties, these remedies, and within the reach of all, all within the reach of all, with but little expense. When you act your part, you can trust Yahweh to do his part. It is a safe proposition that after you have done all that is in your power to search out and put away the cause of disease, and it is found to be, after all, that the cause is beyond all human effort to remove, then, if the vile sin, if the vile aim of your healing is the glory of Yahweh and the keeping of his commandments, you may in faith ask him to heal you. Glory to God, glory to Yah. Still, while presenting your petition with earnestness, you should pray. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. That's powerful. Okay, because we know that we are honoring God when we know that he is in control and we don't want our own will, because it was our will in the beginning that got us in the situation that we were in. So I don't want my will to be done, because I understand that it did not profit me or benefit me. So as long as I surrender all to the Most High, then, you know, I will be completely satisfied. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's Luke 22:42. You do not know whether the blessings you desire will be for your best or not. Your prayer can include, Master, if it is for thy glory that my health be restored, I ask in the name of Yeshua. If it be not, thou wilt give me thy grace to comfort and thy presence to sustain me. Glory be to the Most High. Thank you so much for that word, dear Lord. I'm going to pray another clip right here, and I'm going to come back to you. We'll be moving right along and sharing something else.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high. No more will we cry. Yes. Our history that they stole, Africa. In our souls, Africa, oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, well, ships that sailed to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. God.
Motherland representer, I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have scenes, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here. Life's not all fair, work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard to earn. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her, Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth.
Shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of Yah. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till it all be filled. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, he shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard it said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill will be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his father, with his brother, without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Thou bring thy gift to the altar, and their remembrance that thy brother hath fought against thee, leave there the gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled with thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. And this goes on, and I think right there, that's enough for us to embrace and consume right there, because it's stressing the very, very important forgiveness, and it's talking about, it's hit on things that we encounter, that we endure in life, and how we are as people of the Most High, children of Yah, how we are to respond, because we are not of the world, we are in the world, we are on the earth, but we are not of the world. The word is already blessed. So blessed be the hearers of this word. And I pray that your life will be uplifted. I hope I was able to bring the word to you, and that it set out to reach those that it is supposed to reach, and that it will do what it is set out. Blessed. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your life. If we say like it's the last, because we never know. No one wants to, everybody wants to live, nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. So we live our life the way the Most High tells us to, so we can be assured of where we're going to go once we cross over from here to the afterlife. When we close our eyes on this side, we will come face to face with the Maker, and we will be held accountable for all that we do here, all that we fail to do, that we neglect to do. Bear that in mind as we go about our daily day chores, and always give God thanks for everything, recognize that we are nothing without power of the Most High, that it is He that gives power to us, not ourselves. We have nothing.